Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I continue to be amazed at how far and wide our American Right to Life DNC sign, Go Tell It on the Mountains, Over the Hills and Everywhere, how far and wide our DNC message went, that DNC means destroys unborn children. It is startling. And I have just put a desktop photo on my computer, Al the Sixth, and it is this extraordinary high-resolution photo of North Table Mountain with our sign on it. And this photo has row after row of mountaintops in the background showing the perspective, because you have to be far away to see the mountain range behind North Table. And then you have to be even further to see the mountain range behind that, which you could see in this photo. Then you have to be even further away to see the mountain range behind beyond that, which you can see. And one beyond that. This photo must be from about, I'd estimate, 6 miles away. And it looks like the letters were painted on the mountain. It looks like the letters were painted on the mountain. It is extraordinary. They're lined up like an engineer lined them up. It's just powerful testimony. The New Testament says to expose the evil works of darkness, expose them. And there's a great, great tragedy when the works of darkness, when sin is committed by Christians of the highest order, the most well-known Christian leaders. And I'm going to share with you the first sentence of a press release sent out today, and then we're going to get the official responsible for this press release on the line. The headline for immediate release: American Right to Life rebukes Dr. Dobson for breaking his pledge to God. Denver, Colorado, American Right to Life Action, the political 527 group, is exposing Focus on the Family's Dr. James Dobson for violating his pledge in which he invoked the name of God by now declaring that he will vote for John McCain. And I want to welcome the president of American Right to Life Action to Bob Enyart Live. Steve, welcome to the program. Steve Curtis.
Well, hello, Bob.
Steve, it's good to have you on. Steve, this is horrendous that this needs to be done.
Bob, it just doesn't seem like it ever ends with these gentlemen that have set themselves up over the last 25 or 30 years as the head of the evangelical Christian conservative political movement in this country. It doesn't matter if their strategies have failed. It doesn't matter if their political strategy has worked to elect what they consider the right kind of people running on the right issues, the right platform at the right time. It just doesn't seem to make any difference to them that the strategy has failed and continues to fail. But it goes beyond that. The strategy has now morphed into something that completely dishonors God, that is designed, I am convinced, that this strategy today is designed to do nothing less than trick the Christian voter into voting for Republicans because these men want access to the Republican Party.
At any cost.
At any cost. It doesn't seem to matter to them that over 4,000 babies a day continue to die in this country. They don't want to hear that their strategy has failed. They don't want to even think for a moment about changing the direction. They don't want to even consider the possibility that they need to hold these politicians accountable for their actions. Yeah. And they certainly don't want to believe, although it is absolutely a fact, that they are now engaging in the same type of relativism that they have railed against for decades.
Yeah, that's right. Moral relativism, secular humanist ways of doing things, a willingness to violate an oath a pledge that Dr. Dobson took before hundreds of thousands of Christians, a willingness to violate that pledge in which he invoked the name of God, and he said that he would never cast a vote for any politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And so what I have in front of me, Steve Curtis, president of American Right to Life, I have the press release that you guys have begun to distribute, which is a public rebuke of Dr. Dobson. And it also mentions the president of Focus on the Family, Jim Daly. And I have a letter. Now, some Christians already, Steve, have contacted us when they heard that we're doing this also. This has begun to be posted on certain Christian websites initially. Then it's going to the general media. And some Christians have contacted us and said, wait a minute, Matthew 18, Jesus said you have to go to people first, one-on-one, to take two or three witnesses, do it in an orderly Christian way. Well, Steve, I have a letter to us from Focus on the Family on Focus on the Family letterhead addressing the very issue and admitting that Dr. Dobson, he made that pledge, but he is going back on that pledge.
Yeah, so that requirement in Matthew has been met. It has been met time and time again. This is not coming out of the blue. Focus on the Family knows exactly what they're doing. They know exactly why they're doing it. They want access at the highest political levels in this country, and they are willing to sacrifice unborn children in order to get that.
That's right. Now, Steve, from this letter, and this comes from Focus on the Family, one of their staffers who's with the office of the president down there, and it states, I'll read part of it here. They write, as Mr. Enyart stated, they mention our DVD, Focus on the Strategy. They said, we thank you regarding Bob Enyart's letter and DVD titled Focus on the Strategy. As Mr. Enyart stated, it is true that Dr. Dobson has said on previous occasions that he would never cast a vote for any politician who supports abortion. Recently, however, there have been times that he felt he was faced with the necessity of making a difficult but inescapable choice. And then, Steve, this letter goes on, and the most... Now, right there, it's startling. Because this was a pledge in which he invoked God's name, you don't just change your mind when you make a pledge to God. The scriptures...
Right. And it calls into question why he feels he needs to now go back on his oath to God and to continue to involve himself in this deception of the body of Christ in order to keep his own political favor, such as it is with the Republican Party.
Yeah,
what is it that has changed? I mean, God's word didn't change. The commandments of thou shalt not kill did not change. Nothing on God's side of this equation changed.
So and Steve, you know what else? John McCain hasn't changed.
John McCain hasn't changed, and John McCain's record is not a pro-life record, and yet Gary Bauer and Tony Perkins and Jim Dobson and a whole host of others in this evangelical Christian Republican movement, which is neither evangelical, it's not Christian, but it is certainly Republican movement. And I mean, every one of those men knows that what they're trying to do is to keep a seat at the table, to curry political favor in the hopes, and I don't know where they get this hope, that this failed strategy that has gone on now since the early days of Ronald Reagan's presidency.
Since the 70s. Since the 70s with the Moral Majority Christian Coalition, since the late 70s.
Well, they got off on the wrong track to begin with because they wanted a seat at the table. God never tells us in his word that we are supposed to seek a seat at the table a pharaoh or the king or the president or the ruling political elite of our day. That is never the goal of the Christian in the Bible.
Well,
then it was
sure.
never the goal of the Old Testament believer either.
Now, of course, the Christians should do everything they can to influence anyone around them, including governing officials, to do what is right, to honor God, don't murder, don't steal, don't commit adultery, to do what's right. But if the strategy is we are going to increasingly compromise on God's enduring commands, on his principles, we will even break our pledge to God in order to try to get a seat at that table, to be a kingmaker, then that is an utter violation of the duty that believers have to their God. It's an utter violation. It's a betrayal of the scriptural mandate to obey God first, to honor God, to love God first, your neighbor second, not to love political power, not to have a lust to be a kingmaker. So, Steve, in this letter on letterhead from Focus on the Family, they continue that please know that Dr. Dobson did not arrive at this decision without giving it much thought and consideration. They're talking about the decision to violate his pledge in which he invoked the name of God. That's pretty serious. And then this
I hope that you wouldn't get to that decision lightly, but you would hope that you would not get to that decision. There should be no decision. I mean, how easy is it at the outset of making that decision
right.
to say, on one hand, I have made an oath to God Almighty himself. On the other hand, I am trying to curry political favor. That's pretty simple to anybody that is a Bible-believing Christian, that the decision is made at that point. You say, well, I'm not going to break my oath to God.
Now, listen to this, Steve, the next sentence. It's devastating. This is from Focus on the Family on their letterhead. And in fact, people could find this. They could Google search this. We uploaded this to kgov.com. Focus on the Family writes this, rightly or wrongly, Dr. Dobson chose to compromise his own standard. The standard they're talking about is the pledge he made, the oath to God, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never again vote for a candidate who's willing to kill a single innocent child. He repeatedly has made that pledge over the years.
Well, he has, and now he is saying that with deliberation, with malice aforethought, with everything laid out before him, everything available, he is saying, I am going to go ahead and violate this oath that I made to the Creator because of whatever. And you know what? It really doesn't matter what comes after. You know, Bob, their explanation has been that, well, this whole political environment is a fluid thing. It is a fluid thing, and it's changing, so it's okay for us to change with it. That's an absolute lie from the pit of hell. It is not okay for us to change with the political winds just so that we can continue down this path to keep ourselves set up as Christian leaders, as people that just love the limelight, you know, in a position that people will just adore you because they think that you're out there fighting the good fight when you know for a fact, because it has been pointed out to you, that that's not what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so if they've gone so far as to deceive themselves, which is, I think, a very good possibility here, then the only thing that isn't out in the open now, because if they've deceived themselves, they're not going to see this because they've had the opportunity time and time again. But look at this. Look at the political landscape right now. The Democrats just nominated Barack Obama, who says it's not only just okay to kill children in the womb. If they survive an abortion, it's okay to go ahead and let them die. Do not intervene. Do not try to save that
breathing
baby outside the womb.
Right. You could abandon a baby. Barack Obama's America will abandon a baby who's not part of his mother's body, he's not in the womb, even after he's out of the womb, because that baby is unwanted by the abortionist and the pro-choice family. That baby is wanted, of course, by God and by those of us who love our neighbor. We want that baby, but the baby is unwanted by its mother and the abortionist. Barack Obama says that baby who is unwanted could be abandoned and could be left to die. That's Barack Obama's wicked America. But how about John McCain? John McCain, we're told, National Right to Life says John McCain is against tax-funded child killing, abortion. He's pro-life.
Well, that's what they say, but of course that does not jive with John McCain's record. John McCain has voted for funding for embryonic stem cell research.
Right, which is killing, it's dissecting and killing the tiniest boys and girls.
Well, yeah, and that happens obviously after conception.
Right.
And John McCain said at Saddleback with Rick Warren just a couple of weeks ago that life begins at conception. And yet that same John McCain wasn't asked the obvious follow-up question because, you know, this was not about Rick Warren exposing these candidates or getting them to open up so that people would have a better understanding of them. That's not what that was about at all. There were two things, in my view, Bob, that were happening there. Number one, Rick Warren is now setting himself up ahead of James Dobson as the head of the Christian evangelical movement. Mm. They're jockeying for position. They're jockeying for power. You know, and they'll be able to, you know, they put themselves in this position. They'll be able to give speeches and raise money for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, this was an obvious attempt, and it is working. This is an obvious attempt to once again mislead God-abiding, faithful Christians down this path where they are once again going to elect somebody to the position of the presidency of the United States that doesn't believe in following God's word. John McCain is not a believer. John McCain says he's a Christian. John McCain says he's got this relationship with God, and yet John McCain doesn't care to obey God's commands. So he can say whatever he wants. And this idea of putting Sarah Palin on the ticket to further, because you know, McCain obviously got a bounce after the Saddleback thing,
oh, yeah,
which exposed Obama as being evil, 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 but it was done in a way that made John McCain look somewhat better. And so if the standard now, this evolving standard that these Christian leaders, or I'm going to call them former Christian leaders, because I don't believe that they are Christian leaders. I believe that what they are doing is openly and actively engaging in the deception of the body of Christ for political gain only. There is certainly nothing in this. I don't care who you put on the ticket as the number two person. You know, we've tried this before. Bob Dole, back in the 96 election, said, regarding the pro-life plank of the platform, the Republican Party platform, that I haven't read the platform, I won't be bound by it.
Right.
So what do they do? After the uproar from the Christian right, what do? They throw Jack Kemp on the ticket.
Yeah.
That somehow is supposed to persuade us that now it's okay.
And then it happened with George W. Bush, and they got Dick Cheney, who satisfied James Dobson and all these Christian organizations. And what happens in the vice presidential debate, Cheney admits that he doesn't support the defense of marriage between one man and one woman. And if people want to legalize homosexual marriage, he's perfectly fine with that.
And, well, and they did it with first President Bush, too. You know, I mean, who did they put on? They brought Dan Quayle in to satisfy the religious right. This is a formula. This is a proven formula to work for getting the Christian evangelical to kind of shut their eyes and pull the lever, because somehow we've taken this ticket that does not meet God's standard, does not meet the oath that James Dobson made before God, but somehow we're going to clean it up by putting a better person in the number two slot. I mean, Sarah Palin is obviously being used by John McCain and the Republican Party to bring the Christian evangelical on board to get their vote, when everybody knows, and it's just so obvious, everybody knows John McCain will do nothing to save one baby while he's president.
Not
one baby will live in a McCain presidency that wouldn't have lived in an Obama presidency.
Every 4 years, the pro-life Christians are lied to by the Republicans, and in the meantime, some regulation might pass which will not save a single innocent child, which does not have the authority to protect even one baby in America. Every baby in America could still be killed. after all these years, and we are treated like a mistress. That's what Dr. Dobson said. He said it on Fox News. I heard it with my own ears. And Steve Curtis, president of American Right to Life Action, when a woman is a mistress, she's committing adultery with some man who's married. And she'd rather be married and be, you know, honest. And she'd like to be able to go out in public with the guy. And she doesn't like the role, but it's her own lust and her insecurity and her fear that causes her, even after she's sick of the role of being a mistress, she wants to stop, but her own lack of trust and faith in God forces her. It's a codependent relationship where, in a very sick way, she continues to go out with the married man, even though she knows she's being used on the weekends. And that's the position. What's that, Steve?
Brian Rohrbaugh said several months ago, Bob, that the Democrats sell hope and the Republicans sell fear. And this fear of Barack Obama is the fear that they sold us regarding Bill Clinton. You know, we all survived Bill Clinton. And, of course, Clinton looks like a warm-up act to Obama.
Yeah, right.
But this idea that we have to be fearful of the Democrats and their nominee, so we have to keep electing these Republicans.
So in other words, the fear of...
in direct contrast to what God says. God tells us not to be afraid of these people.
Mm. That's absolutely right. Steve, you've told me you've looked up the word fear in the Bible hundreds of times, and
well,
we're told to...
59 times, and that's before I even get into all the synonyms like afraid, you know, like be not afraid. You know, the Bible tells us that,
right.
But... if you just look up, you know, get a Strong's or a Young's Concordance and look up the word fear and the word fearing and those kinds of things, 529 times those words are used.
And
not
Jesus,
once
Jesus,
are we told to fear.
Right. Jesus tells us, don't fear those who can kill the body, but fear those, and that would be Barack Obama and John McCain, but fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell. You honor and obey God first, then you make your political calculations in the context of God's principles and honoring him. And Christians are being taught, not one Christian organization other than American Right to Life has stood up and asked Dr. Dobson to honor his pledge to God, even though each and every one, they know that he made that pledge. They want him to dishonor that pledge because they have a lust to win an election in November. Steve Curtis, thank you for putting out this press release. And I want to thank you for joining me on the show.
In the next couple of days, Bob, it's going to get real interesting, but I hope that people understand that there's a godly standard here, and that is the only thing that is worth standing on in this election.
Thank you, Steve Curtis. May God bless you. I appreciate that. Hey, Bob and Yurt Live, we're having a telethon. Please, we need your help. If at all possible, September, every year we have our annual telethon to keep Bob and Yurt Live on this 50,000-watt AM station. It's vital for us to continue to grow and stay on the air. If you appreciate this message, hopefully you'll realize the difficulty, the cost. It's not easy to warn people when beloved Christian leaders become immoral. It is not easy. It's not easy to warn people about public schools because Christians turn against you. So please, if you appreciate this outreach, please call us 1-888-8-NYART and give to our telethon, subscribe to our monthly resources, Bible study albums, videos. Please help make a monthly pledge or a one-time gift. We have a goal of $35,000. Yesterday, we raised just over $1,000. Please, we need your help. Now, we're going to a caller from Colorado. Pat, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. You have an announcement.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much, Bob, for having me on. I just want to tell your listeners that there is a Personhood Amendment meeting September 9th at 7:30. The leaders of the Personhood Amendment will be at Harvest Baptist Church.
September 9th, 7:30 in the evening.
Yes, it's 7493 Old Mill Trail.
7493 Old Mill Trail.
And they can come and get answers to tough questions, be encouraged.
So that's this coming Tuesday night, 7:30, 7493
yes.
Old Mill Trail Road.
Yes.
In which city?
Well, it's Boulder, actually.
In Boulder.
Boulder and Longmont.
And Pat, It's the Harvest Baptist?
Yes, and they can call me if they need more information, 303-828-4291.
4291, and they could call Bob and Yart Live. We have all that information. Pat, thank you for hosting that event at Harvest Baptist Church. May God bless you.
Be blessed.
Appreciate that. Go on out Tuesday night, 7:30, Boulder, Longmont area, Harvest Baptist. September 9th, 7:30 in the evening, 303-828-4291. Hey, we do need your help here at Bob and Yart Live. It is difficult. We warn Christian families about the godless public schools and what they will do to their daughters. I mean, literally, they have every likelihood of destroying your daughter sexually if you have her go to our godless public schools. Those godless public schools are officially godless, and they are child sex advocates. They advocate sex between children, juveniles. Your daughter will be sexually harassed, jokes about her body, requested for sexual favors, and if you as her dad or father go to complain to the principal, he will roll his eyes and think that you're out of your mind, because sexual harassment of girls in our public schools is systemic. And so we warn people, please homeschool your children. Bring your kids to a Christian school. The number one best is homeschooling. And we love Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. It's the best Christian school I've ever seen. But homeschooling is the absolute best. Please take your kids out of the godless, sexually immoral, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution public schools. When we warn families of that, Christian families, the vast majority send their kids to public schools. They turn off this show. They're not going to support it. It is very, very difficult. Read through God's word. It's not easy. It's not easy to be a voice in the wilderness crying out. And believe me, we don't think more of ourselves than we should. We're just trying to obey God the way he expects every Christian to obey God and warn others about godlessness and about dishonoring him and breaking a pledge to God. So devastating. Please call us and help. 800-8-NYART and our website, kgov, kgov.com. You can donate or subscribe at kgov.com.